Good morning. Continuing with the theme of life as it pertains to coronating Hashem, after all, we're entering the month of Rosh Hashanah, where our tfilos in the next week will be focused on Mechal Kel Chayim Bechesed, on the understanding of life. I'd like to refer to a Mishnah at the end of Masechta Sota. At the end of Masechta Sota, we describe from the time of the destruction of the temple until the period we're in now, known as Ikva de Mashiach. We note the Iridas Hadoros, the loss in each and every generation, each rabbi who passed, and therefore as a result that we have nothing left. And at the end of each loss identified in the Mishnah says, Vein Dori Shvein Mevakesh, Vein Shoel, nobody seeking and nobody's asking, nobody questions. Ami Lanu Li Shain Alavinu Shabbat Shamayim. So upon whom can we rely? On our Father in heaven. In other words, in addition to just the losses themselves, in addition to all the different tragedies and traumas that have come about because of the galus, we also have lost the ability to figure it out. We've lost the ability to seek. And the only thing we have is Al Mi Lanu Lishain Al Avinu Shabbat Shamayim. We can still go ahead and hold on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As long as we continue to hold on to that idea, that one theme, that we can rely on Hashem, the fact that we don't know what we are relying upon, exactly what the game plan is, V'tzadik be'emunaso yichyeh, the phrase from Habakkuk, that the righteous shall live by his faith, can still turn around and serve as a basis to pull us through. Rav Volpe points out that the ability to seek God is a fundamental aspect of the purpose in life. When one believes in God, he becomes close to God. When one turns around and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to understand you, then all of a sudden, every step within life serves as a purpose and an opportunity to see God, and thus, as a result, gives meaning and purpose to every single second of our lives. We highlight this in our Ashrei every single day, three times a day. In fact, during the Slichos season, which we began yesterday and continues so early this morning, we make that declaration clear. Karov Hashem l'chol karov. Hashem is close to anyone who goes out and calls to him. The only thing is, l'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes, we have to go ahead and call out to him in truth. If somebody wants to fake out God from where he is, if a tzaddik wants to pretend that he's a Rasha, or a Rasha prays like he's a tzaddik, then God doesn't know how to answer him, because he's not the one that God is looking for in the tefillah. We call out to God from where we are. L'chol asher yikra'uhu be'emes. And as we are looking forward to creating a life with the King, let us do so from doing so from a perspective of truth. We can develop an emuna chaya, a faith that is living and active and growing. And in doing so, merit a closer relationship with God that will lead to a shana tovo misuka, a ksiva vachasima tova.